Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the weekend edition of the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk, Sunday, the 31st of January. I hope everybody's paid their personal tax bill today. Very, very important to allow the government to spend our money at these difficult times. Starting off with Angle, where we've got a rising trend channel there from the beginning of last month. We had the start of the rally, actually, with that falling wedge break around 40 pence at the beginning of December, which hopefully I highlighted at the time. But current situation is that we're hopefully midway through this trend channel with the floor of the channel around 70 pence now and recent resistance through the 85 pence level. So end of day close through 85 over the course of the following week or coming week should be enough to take us on a new leg higher, up to as high as £1.10, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. Moving along to a stock which has got quite a lot of people on Twitter excited in various ways, Afritin, a nice slow breakout here with the break of that triangle that was in place from June 2019, those halcyon days, and nice breakout of this initial January flag there around the 3.1 pence level. Above 3.1 pence, we're looking towards the top of a rising September 2019 trend channel, currently promising a target as high as 5.5 pence, and that could be seen by the end of March or maybe even sooner. But good setup there with a 3.1 pence, a relatively hard stop loss on a technical basis. Not too many new situations around, which is a bit disappointing, but I'm sure they'll bubble up or pump up, as the case may be, over the next few days. Brave Bison is next, where we're in the run-up to a golden cross between the 50-day and 200-day moving averages. I didn't notice the gap higher to start the month, which is normally a very positive sign, a gap through the 200-day moving average. While there's no end-of-day close back below the 200-day line at 1.17 pence, we're looking to the top of a rising trend channel from June as high as 2 pence. And that could be seen by the end of March as well. So a reasonable setup there, and one that doesn't look as though it's going to be too volatile. Stock which I tried to ignore for as long as I could because it hasn't moved properly for months, or hadn't moved properly for months, was Boliven. Here you can see that the shares were basically stuck between 2 and 5 pence, and it was just a dead money situation. We had the strong end of day close on Thursday, just through 6 pence. So that was essentially the buy trigger. And then on Friday, the big push higher. Current situation is that at least while we're above that late, well, that early March peak from last year, the level there actually at, 6.68 pence. On an end of day close basis, we could see further upside. And at the moment, looking towards 14 pence on that as soon as the end of next month, while we're above that 6.5 pence zone. So maybe a little bit more to go there for Boliven. On to Besant, which I've seen that somebody's singing its praises due to its silver assets and the alleged forthcoming rally in silver. Besant there just in between an uptrend line from September at 0.2 pence, and then the 50-day moving average and a resistance line from November at 0.25. Looking for an end-of-day or end-of-week close above 0.25 to start a rally here that could hopefully take the shares up to as high as 0.65, which is a June resistance line projection. If you're cautious on the shares, clearly you'd wait for a clearance of the resistance of January to date, or the past month, at 0.3 pence. So that would be an end-of-week close basis entry on that on this particular stock on Besant. Stock which has been rather more free-flowing than Besant of late is Eden Research. Here we've had a great move to the upside over the turn, well, going into the start of the year. The feature that I once again didn't notice was the gap through the 50-day moving average, which tends to occur in multi-bagger situations. So let's see if that happens with this one. The current situation is that we've got falling line of resistance from the start of the month. So let's say that's running through around the 14.5 pence area. So an end of day close or a weekly close about 14.5 pence could take the shares on a new leg higher, which may be up to the top of that rising trend channel from the beginning of last year, as high as 30 pence by the end of March, or at least 6 to 8 weeks after any break of 14.5 pence. Stock which had quite a flurry earlier this month, and maybe we'll do the same for February, is coming up. GTEC Group. Here we're in a consolidation really between 25 and 35 pence. Want to see an end of day close through 35 pence, ready to give a new leg to the upside, which would hopefully be towards that March resistance line projection at 50 pence over the next month or so. End of day close back below 25 pence, the initial target here, delaying the upside scenario. Shares that I did look at before and sort of gave up on a little bit after the first flurry was Location Sciences. Here we had that spike through to 0.7 pence, but we came back down to the 0.5 pence area. But the close on Thursday above that 0.7 pence handle was the trigger on the on fresh gains and fresh momentum. Initial target here up to 0.95, that sort of area, over the next couple of weeks, and a bigger target for maybe the end of March up to 1.3 pence. All of that while we hold above 0.7 pence, early back below 0.6 pence now, outright bearish for the shares. Stock that doesn't get much airplay, in fact, I haven't really seen anybody talk about it, is the Mission Group. Here we've got a little bull flag there above previous resistance there from June last year at just under 76 pence. So above that, looking for a top of 2020 price channel, April channel there, up to as high as £1.10, ideally by the end of February for that stock. But the upside certainly valid while we hold above that old June peak at 76 pence. Moving along to a stock which is talked about a lot, Tertiary Minerals, for various reasons, and looks like it's been a slow break higher, but we had the spike through 0.4, came back to just below 0.3, but 0.3 looks to be reasonably well set as support now, and while we're above that and the 20-day moving average, looking for 0.6 to come in relatively quickly now, hopefully as soon as the end of February, but going into March if we don't get there by the end of the new month. Just a couple of stocks to go now. First one was requested, and that's Alien Metals. Nice price action on Thursday. Always good to see a share deliver a key reversal to the upside off a near-term low. In this case, the near-term low was 0.85, and we flipped very strongly on Thursday. Friday, we held the 50-day moving average at 1.18 pence, and while we're above that, we're looking to a relatively swift move up to the top of that October broadening triangle at 2.25 pence. That could hopefully be seen by the end of February, but otherwise going into the first part of March. Finishing off the selection, if I can press the right buttons, is Zoo Digital, and here we're in a mid bull flag situation. A couple of gaps to the upside. The best one was through 80 pence a week or so ago. We've still got our target here of 110 pence, which should be hit over the next week or two. Otherwise, the big picture target on a weekly close above £1.10 would be as high as £2, which could be seen, let's say, by the end of March with a fair wind behind it. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.